This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End.
It's always sad when you come to that realization that you can't do anything that you love to do anymore. There's like that one thing, man, this really drives me, but I just can't do it anymore. Katie has reached that threshold.
I have.
Tell everybody what the threshold is.
I cannot foster cats anymore.
And you love to foster cats.
I love to foster cats for so many reasons. Number one, kittens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, that's the duh.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel good to, I'm very, very good at it, and I make really good forever cats for families. Our cats leave our house super socialized, super cuddly, like they aren't scared around kids or anything. I'm very proud of that.
Brought foster cats with her on vacation.
That's how much she, more than once.
That's how much she cares.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't do it anymore. Tell everybody why.
Guys, I kept another cat.
Katie.
I kept another cat.
What is the total number of pets? Not just cats in your house.
Well,
total
we're
number
down. Of pets. We're down. The number's way down.
From what?
From 7 or 8 at one point.
You had 7 or 8
No. Okay, hold on. I had the bunny. I had the guinea pig. As we know, they were roommates.
There's two.
And then I had Natalie, Hook, Mesa, then Oscar and Leo. So I had 7.
That's a lot of pets. That's 3 cats and 2 dogs.
Yeah. And a bunny and a guinea pig. So Sid the guinea pig passed away. As we know, we tried to bury him in the backyard. My dogs dug him up, threw him around like a chew toy. I've talked about that. He's R.I.P.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't where. Then Busy, after Sid passed away, Busy the bunny got very depressed and we rehomed him.
Okay.
He needed to have a partner. He needed to have a buddy or a buddy. And I didn't want to take on another animal to put in a cage with him. My cat Mesa sadly had to be put down. That was very sad.
No.
So we lost 3 there in a pretty short period of time.
So even after you lose 3, you still have 4 pets, which is a lot of pets.
Yeah.
Especially because the 2 easy ones are now gone and you're left with cats and dogs. And there's 4 of them. 2 dogs, 2 cats.
Yes. Okay. So let me.
And now we're back to 5.
Now we've got Sadie.
Sadie's a cat.
She is a white cat.
Oh.
She is missing a thumb. It's adorable.
Whoa.
Yeah. She and my 8-year-old Audrey bonded hard. Hard. Like they don't do anything apart. They are next to inseparable. How am I going to tell that kid she can't have that cat?
You just got...
Let me add one more element to this. The cat is kind of her only friend.
What? Okay. That's not true. My son likes her.
I know he
Both
likes her.
Both my sons
but
like her.
She doesn't get like invited to birthday parties. She struggles with maintaining friendships.
Now that's what you're doing.
That's so sad.
Hear the noise that Kevin just made.
Yeah.
I feel like you're emotionally manipulating the audience.
It's the truth.
To get us to sign off on a third cat.
Well, here's the thing. Whether you sign off on it or not, you guys don't have a say. So I don't need to emotionally manipulate you. I could just tell you the truth. And the truth is, I cannot take this cat away from Audrey. They are so connected. She talks to it. It sleeps on her pillow every night. I mean, this is easily her best friend.
Can't she just be friends with your other pets.
Great point,
Oscar's
Kevin.
Oscar's very nice.
That's
Oscar,
one of the dogs.
Dog mm-hmm. is very nice.
Yeah, what has she got against the pets that already live there?
I think the question is, what do they have against her?
They don't even what? Like her?
Not really.
Oh, my God.
Not really.
Well, then what if instead we do some sort of swap?
Okay.
Audrey gets to keep this new cat.
Sadie.
And you get rid of one of the other animals living in your house.
Gavin.
One of the two dogs, one of the two cats.
Gavin. Would you get rid of one of your family members?
No, but no, they're not animals. Wouldn't. I'm legally not allowed to do that.
They would be so traumatized.
Who would be?
The animals.
They don't have memory. They're fine.
What are you talking about?
They have short-term memory.
You think that our dogs are going to not notice that they don't live at our house anymore?
They'll not notice it for like a day.
You know what? You're a cat person. You don't understand dogs. Oscar would die of a broken heart if we separated him from Leo.
So you're just going to ramp back up. You know what? You started this whole thing off saying, I can't foster anymore.
I can't because
I
have proven I can't handle it.
And I think that is some growth.
Yeah.
So maybe we can be satisfied with that yes, you've got more pets than a person should have.
Well, okay, that you think a person should have. You have no pets. I think you don't have enough pets.
Universally, I think it's pretty popular to say five pets is you've crossed the threshold into being like that
but three
person.
Of them are cats.
That's still a lot.
That's still a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, but they barely count.
Okay. But anyway, though, but you're recognizing you have a problem and you're stopping the addiction now.
I'm certainly going to try. Also, my husband said I cannot foster cats anymore.
Yeah, but what does that matter?
I know, I never listened to him in the first place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.